and the confines of the reason why this panel has been put together, but if I stray a little bit to somewhat council issues, my apologies for my naivety.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you to the panel. My name is David Odering, this is my wife Fiona. We reside at 813 Roberts Line. Our property sits outside the designated land for the Kiwi Rail Notice of Requirement. The Kiwi Rail Freight Hub construction would be affected by it. I've lived in Palmerston North my whole life, and my family name is well known in the region, as my father started a garden centre in Cook Street 50 years ago. My submission number is number 98, and I speak to you on behalf of my wife Fiona and our three children, Clara, Hayley and Duncan, the youngest being eight. Our family purchased the property at 813 Roberts Line in 2015. We have lived there for 6 years. We selected this property in order to raise our children in a rural area with close proximity to Palmerston North for work and for schooling. We moved to Roberts Line from Hayden Street, where we lived for 13 years. The plan was to remain here until our children leave high school, which is approximately 2032. My family enjoyed Bunnythorpe. Our property has direct access to the Mangoni Stream, which was very appealing. We walk its banks and the stream every week. I own an industrial equipment business that employs 12 staff in Palmerston North, importing, repairing and providing engineering services to industry across the region, including Kiwi Rail, PNCC and Horizons Regional Council. It is not my wish to inhibit a project of such economic importance to the public and people of Palmerston North and the Greater Manawatū from going ahead. However, we are concerned about the impact of the Kiwi Rail Freight Hub will have on our enjoyment of our property. The Rail Hub will have a huge impact on our lives and everyone around it. Our property sits outside the land sought in the Notice of Requirement, but stands to be substantially affected by its effects of the notice requirement as sought. It is not our wish to move, and we know of no other location quite like ours in the region. It offers a quiet rural life on the banks of a stream with such convenient access to Palmerston North and Fielding. It is likely the impact of the rail hub will be significant and would force us to move. We would be financially impacted due to the reduced appeal of our rural property. Kiwi Rail is able to benefit from developing a commercial operation to delivering profit from rental aspects of the project at the detriment of our family, lifestyle and financial position. So I've just on the slide is just the location of our property in relation to the project. So being across the road from the site will be directly affected by increased traffic. Of most concerned is heavy traffic. Section 7.1, page 23 of the Mark Georgeson evidence has a 35% increase of traffic coming from the Sanson area. So I've drawn in a yellow line to sort of designate where that heavy traffic might come. Although there is an acknowledgement of an increased traffic from this side, there's little discussion in the Georgeson report covering verbally the effects on Roberts Line. It tends to cover other sections of the road, and this section of the road is directly outside our property. I believe it is likely the traffic coming from the west will travel down Coring and Bunnythorpe Road and down Roberts Line rather than some of the designated roads. We have a difficult driveway to exit as vehicles coming from the west are coming up over a blind crest. So that's from the Georgeson report, there's an estimated increase of 2,000 vehicles per day coming down that portion of Roberts Line. That's from a number of 200 at the current status. And on the next slide is the increase in heavy traffic of 500 vehicles per day. So quite a substantial impact, which he doesn't seem to go into in any form of depth in that report. Additional traffic would compound this danger in exiting our driveway, and widening the road would not decrease the risk. Sorry, I'll just find. So image on the left is looking out from our driveway over a blind crest, and the image on the right is just to give you a bit better perspective on what that looks like. So that's actually a floodway, a designated floodway, so it couldn't be raised up to improve the situation. So we're concerned that additional heavy traffic or any traffic additionally would create a danger that or extend the danger that already exists from exiting the driveway. It's quite manageable. There's a typical exit from the driveway at 10 past 8 to do the school run. You might wait for two to four vehicles. That's on 200 vehicles per day. If we go to 2,000 vehicles per day, that's a substantial increase. So, and of course, that's at somewhat peak time. This land, as I said, this land could not be raised. I think the only solution, feasible solution, which would not be economically viable, would be to bridge across that area as far as the floodway was concerned. This here is images of, on the left is an image of on the driveway on our property, looking back towards Roberts Line and the Mangoni Stream Bridge. So that was in 2015 when we purchased the property. 6 months after we purchased the property, was a reasonably large flood, and that flooded the area across our driveway and down, right down through the Mangoni Stream. Now this is important because it forms the area at the bottom of the stormwater mitigation for Kiwirau, and I believe the stormwater mitigation will provide, in a situation like this of heavy downfall, that mitigation would have a significant bottleneck for all of that 177 hectares that Kiwirau are going to use. So give you some perspective on a flood we've seen. So that's on the driveway and looking up towards our property and of course towards a neighbour's property, so we're in a shared driveway. So there again, I've just drawn in the roads. The yellow circle designates where our property lies, and then I've put in the stormwater mitigation areas. That's imposed on a Horizons flood model from 2004, and so that's effectively higher than what I showed you in the pictures from 2015. So that's stormwater mitigation for Kiwirau is going to be impacted significantly as far as being able to discharge any of the water off that site. Secondly to that, so stormwater runoff would increase at our property. We at the point of, sorry. So off the bottom of that floodplain, it narrows down on the banks. I'm sorry, I'm colourblind, so I can't see where that pointer is on the screen for you. And right at the bottom of the yellow circle that designates our property on the left-hand side, the banks narrow up and all of that floodplain area narrows down right at the base of our property. So any floodwaters that come through that region come directly past us at the narrowest point. Some of our bottom paddocks in this scenario would flood, and the increased average water levels on the Mangoni from the additional catchment of the Kiwirau site is of concern, and also the quality of the water. I'm also concerned that in the event that hazardous materials were to be spilled or leached from the site, then this would enter the water course and flow past our property, especially in a situation of a flood. We've noticed substantial improvement in the Mangoni Stream and clarity and a drop of weed level since a local dairy farmer stopped milking upstream 3 years ago. I would not like to see this revert. Sorry, just get back on track. Additionally, during the construction, the dust, noise and light will directly affect us, as we have observed recently with the construction of the Countdown Distribution Centre. This created roading damage, mud on roads, construction machinery and heavy loads on the roads, construction noise on weekends and at night, and this project is approximately 850 metres from our property, as opposed to the freight hub, which is only 250 metres away. So I've also arranged a qualified sound and lighting person to set up monitoring equipment on our property so we can record data in order to capture what our ambient environment of our rural property is today, as opposed to what it may look like if this were to go ahead. As far as my request, request of the panel, just bring up the slide. On up here is a red triangle of land that is outside of the Kiwi Rail designation, outside the northeastern industrial zone. It's my request that, it is recommended that that zone, including our properties and several others which I've noted the titles down, be rezoned as part of the northeastern industrial. This would offset the loss of our rural land appeal for sale to any other future buyers by being picked up as industrial site. I would also give additional 43.3 hectares of land to the northeastern industrial extension, offsetting some of the land that the Kiwi Rail float hub will use if it goes ahead. This would also move the boundary of the rural residential area on the west side of the rail hub to 400 metres away instead of 50 metres away. And the Mangoni stream would create a natural barrier between the industrial zones and the rural sectors. The left-hand side of the Mangoni stream is unbuildable. So if anything, if the industrial zone was to be brought up to the right-hand side of the Mangoni stream, then anything on the other side wouldn't, there would be no construction there anyway. It would just be rural farmland with no housing. That's the conclusion of my submission.
Thank you. Any other, would you like to make any comments? All right, just ask if any questions.
Tēnā kōrua. No, I don't have any questions for you, but thanks very much for coming along today and presenting to us. You've got made a very clear submission. So I don't have any clarification to ask of you. Thank you both.
And no questions from me, but just an observation about the scope of what we can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we can't do is address your last point in terms of the rezoning of the land. But certainly there are members of the council here today who can consider your request for potential future plan changes. All we can consider is the proposal for the freight hub itself. But thank you. Thank you for your time and the time that you've taken to present this.
And of the detrimental effects to the homeowners, you're just noting those?
Absolutely are totally cognizant and are taking into account the concerns you're raising about the effects of the proposed freight hub. Absolutely.
Good afternoon. I do have a question for you, and it's around visibility from your driveway. Yes. I'm really keen to understand how far you can see, because in road safety, distance and speed are intrinsically linked. So can you see to the driveway of 824 Roberts Road as a bit of a reference point? So they're on the opposite side, a couple of houses down?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Can you see?
It's slightly obscured by the radius of the road, but yes.
Can you see past that?
No.
So you're realistically looking at around 100 metres visibility?
Yes. Yeah. At the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's just that rollover in the road, you really start to lose?
Yeah, it's significant enough to obscure a truck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's not right.
last slide.
So now we've got Warren Bradley.
Yeah, mate.
How are you?
I don't know how to work this PowerPoint. Oh, the road. That one. Cheers. Kia ora.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Good.
Right, my name is Warren Bradley, and this is my wife Vicky, and we live at 787 Roberts Line, which is David's neighbour but one. So we will be the closest property to the industrial line. We will be the first one that's residential.
Yeah.
So directly across the road from us will be the proposed rail hub. So Vicky and I have lived at this property for 12 years, been very happy with the property, been love living there. It's rural outlook. It's quite quiet. We have no problem with any noise or any light. We both have been in the rural sector for years and years and years. We have not lived in town very long all of our lives. We don't need light or anything like that. So, yeah, we've been very happy there for 12 years. Now, this driveway or this section of road through here is really, really dangerous. There's trucks goes down there. There is cyclists going down there and there's cars. And so from where that car is coming over the dip up to Dave's driveway, it's blind. It's very, very dangerous. We've had to follow cyclists up there because you can't pull out and pass the cyclists because there's no vision for the over the yellow lines or anything. So this is one of my main concerns is the road, which we'll get to in the fourth one. So it was just really interesting to see that bit of slide, and I'd like to really draw your attention to how dangerous that section of road is. Okay, so that's just beside the side. So can we go back to the rails hub one, please? You find the pit. Oh, yep. Right, so is there a light? So you know which property ours is? It's the first one by the red line,
yep,
directly opposite where the new corner's going to be.
We have a map here which shows your property.
You got it?
Yeah.
We've got the legal description.
Yep. It's identified by submission number.
Yeah, lot 3, DPB 304361. Right, so my first point that I'd like to submit against is the noise during construction. We've had to endure the beeping across the road at Progressive, the Countdown supermarket. Like, it drives you insane. It's like torture. The beep, it's constant beep, 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 beep. Now, someone has told us that you can not use that beeping for health and safety reasons during construction. You can put a lower tone one or flashing lights. It doesn't. We can't put up with 12 years of beeping, just beep, beep, beep. It's torture. Okay, like it was driving us nuts for the year it took to build. And we did put complaints into the council about that one. So the second one, there's that and that in the submission, they're talking about 85 decibels. They're going to be able to run at 85 decibels 24/7 is what one thing we've seen. 85 decibels is the limit. We have to start supplying hair protection. You know, like, can they are they able to run at 85 decibels 24/7? And that's a concern I've got. And if so, how, like, our property being the closest one to it, what will it be by the time it gets to us? Huge concerns about that. Right, then during operation, again, our property runs when we've had decibel meters there too, and at 50 to 60 decibels, and it's quite nice. We've got no problem with 50 to 60 decibels, so long as our property's in that sort of range. Once the thing's running, we've got no problems with it. And the third one we've got is lighting. Like I say, we've lived in the country most of our lives, and for the last 12 years, we've lived at this property. And we have concerns about the lighting. Will it shine onto our place? We just want to make sure that all the lighting's directed down the tracks and no lighting will be on our place, keeping our place like lit up like day during the night. And then, is that a pointer there that doesn't work? Righto. If the road goes where it's going to go, our driveway is going to come out on the apex of a corner. I don't know if anybody's taken into consideration that. Like these corners, when they build them, they bank them, the cars are going quick. Like we need some consideration or some, you know, be involved with how that's going to be and how we're going to be able to get safely in and out of our driveway. Our driveway goes down our boundary, right down that very edge. And if it is built as it is on that map, we're going to have very, very little vision. Very, very little vision and be able to see. So we need some sort of involvement in how we're going to get in and out of our property. And then if there is going to be any upgrade going down past their neighbour's place over those two little bridges where an accident will happen. It's not if, it's when. Like that's a terrible bit of road down through there. And if the volumes go up, someone will have a nasty crash down there. Eh? Oh, yeah. And the pedestrian access, with all that extra, will there be pedestrian access along those roads when they upgrade them, or will that be taken away? Because at the moment you can walk down there quite safely, and all the new plantings they're going to put in against the rail hub and things, will there be pedestrian access down through there so that you can still walk down and around into town as we can. We can walk and cycle into there quite safely now. So we just have concerns about pedestrian and cycling along the boundary through that park-like stuff that they're proposing there. Will that be in there? And then the other thing, nobody seems to have talked about, and we've just had a quick look through all the submissions, there's a gas pipeline goes straight through there, and we're not allowed to build on the pipeline comes through the edge of our place and goes off through there. Is the first gas not put a submission in about the pipeline? Does anyone realise is our high pressure gas pipeline goes right through there and you're not allowed to build on it? That's just another thing I've noticed today. There's the main gas pipeline goes straight through it to go to Napier and Wairarapa. And I've looked at the submission list and there's no first gas submission on there, so I don't know if anybody's aware that there's a high pressure gas line goes straight through the whole site. Which I didn't have on my submission, but it was just the thing that nobody's brought up. So yeah, that's about us. Is there anything else you want to add?
Or I'll just check if my commissioners have got questions.
Pardon?
I'll just check if my commissioners have got questions.
So yeah, just make sure we've got safe access and no one's going to die on our front gate. And we've got safe things going through.
Thank you for coming in this afternoon. I don't actually have any questions for you, but based on what you were saying around means of access and looking through the Section 42A council draft conditions, I will be asking Ms. Fraser a couple of questions around how Robert's Line will be assessed and treated in future.
So we'll be involved in that?
So I missed that.
What? She's going to talk to the council. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
No questions from me, but just to assure you, I was just looking at the council report and they've identified that the first gas pipeline
they do
goes
know
through,
it's there.
So they're aware it's there. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Right.
No
Cheers.
Questions from me either. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. All right, so we'll break for at least 15 minutes until the next set of submitters come. Thank you. And actually,